Pat Kuchel has owned Superior Shooter Supply for 30 years. She's seen demand fluctuate before, but she's never seen anything like the rush after Obama's election.
Immediately, we couldn't get semi-automatic handguns. We couldn't get ammunition. I've been in business for 30 years, and when President Clinton was elected, we saw this happening, and it lasted about 8 weeks. And what we have now is pretty much what I call a perfect storm in this industry.
That perfect storm means that Kuchel is paying 20 to 30% more for bullets, and she's having trouble keeping her shelves stocked.
I can't order anything. The salesman calls me and goes, well, this is what I have today. I've got 10 boxes of 45. Well, I used to order 10 cases of 45. Although it looks pretty bleak here, you know, we're not in too bad of a shape, and some places are even in worse shape than us.
Superior Public Rifle Range Master Mike Campy of the Douglas County Fish and Game League says he's heard many complaints about prices and people hoarding bullets.
That one at Walmart, he got there and he bought all them, and a couple guys came up there and says, well, couldn't you leave a few boxes for us and everything and stuff? And he said, well, maybe next time you can get a here ahead of me.
Until the situation stabilizes, Kuchel says Superior Shooters is rationing 500 primers per person and may ration bullets depending on stock levels. In Superior, Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.